We're talking today with Marty Smith. Marty is the president-elect, soon-to-be president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Marty, tell us a little bit about your cattle operation.
I'm down in Florida, and like most producers in Florida, we're cow-calf business. We've been there. My family's been there since 1850, so it's 170 years of beef cattle production in a pretty challenging area of Florida, surrounded by another 22 million people.
Wow. So what kind of the central part of the state?
Central part of the state, north of Orlando. Ocala is the closest town to home.
Right. So, you know, as you've decided to move into the officer chairs a couple of years ago, what got you interested in being involved in the leadership of NCBA?
You know, NCBA is a great organization that addresses so many things. So many of the challenges that we have as beef producers. I initially got involved with NCBA after being involved with the Florida Cattlemen's Association, and it really started with working on environmental and water rights, property rights policies, things that we faced in Florida and that we faced nationally. And that was my first involvement with the organization. NCBA is the only outfit out there that can really address or help keep cattle producers like me in business, and particularly those areas like ours that are so challenging.
Right. So I guess, you know, as you think about some of the issues of the day, you maybe have a special place in your heart to see this movement on ending the Obama-era WOTUS and putting that new navigable waters rule in place.
Absolutely. Somebody that ranches on some areas that can get a little wet every now and then. It is very important to us. Something I've been involved in personally and professionally and through both Florida and NCBA way before WOTUS rule ever came in with the Obama administration, something that's been out there. And so certainly it's great to see that now finally coming to some resolution, and a great victory for not just our industry but for landowners all over the country.
From what you've read in the new rule, do you feel that it will give you the certainty that we've talked about a great deal needing?
Absolutely. It's going to give us much more certainty. In addition to giving certainty, it's going to be a much more practical application. One of the major problems with the Obama administration WOTUS rule is you needed a whole team of engineers and hydrologists and geologists to even begin to give you an opinion as to whether it was a water of the U.S. or not. It was going to be too costly for just the average landowner, rancher, farmer, wherever, to challenge anything from the government.
So, you know, beyond the regulatory issues, of course, your predecessor, Jennifer, has been obviously very much involved in a lot of the White House appearances on the various trade deals. Seems like that was a major part of the second half of 2019, that we've gotten some good traction on all of these.
Yes, and we had some major advancements, major victories with trade, and we look to continue that. There's going to be a lot more details to work out with a lot of those trade deals. We're going to be very much involved in that process.
You're part of the country. You are very much dependent on those calves that you're producing, moving them toward the middle part of the country, toward the southern plains in some cases, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, on their way to being beef. How do you feel, you know, of all the things we're talking about these days in the marketing arena, what are some things that you're really paying most attention to?
Well, as a producer that does retain ownership on those calves into Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, particularly. You know, we want to continue to grow our beef demand. We've certainly made some big gains over the last 10, 15, 20 years in reversing some of the negative trends, but we got to keep that going. And today's consumer is probably asking a lot more questions about the product that we produce. How is it produced? How it was handled? National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Beef Quality Assurance, or BQA program, is very successful in that regard. As we go forward, we keep getting the questions, though, on all fronts, both domestically and internationally. what are you doing about sustainability? So we have to be prepared to answer that. We've got to be prepared to, and here's the thing. I think that we being the American beef producers, are the most environmentally efficient producers of any protein anywhere in the world. But we're not getting that message out to the public, to the consumer. We got to do a better job with that.
Is that maybe job one, as far as in your mind, for the coming year for cattle producers and NCBA?
Certainly it's going to – we've got to move it way up on our priority list. It's been a priority, but, no, we've got to move it much higher on the priority list.
So. What else – what is in your mind are your priorities?
My priorities are to continue to build on our influence in Washington, D.C., with the regulatory agencies and with Congress. We face a huge election coming up. So when you say, what are the priorities going into 2020, that election process is just monumental for us. We've got to be able to get our message out and get people in Congress, wherever they come from, that will listen to American agriculture and American beef.
Thank you, Marty. Marty Smith, who's a cow-calf operator out of the state of Florida, visiting with us here at the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention. Marty is the incoming president for NCBA, will be president for 2020 and 2021. Our coverage of the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention being powered by DuraChlor Herbicide from Corteva AgriScience. On the Oklahoma Farm Report out of San Antonio, I'm Ron Hayes.